we're continuing today's broadcast, and I promised to talk to you about the human brain as a mobile processor. Oh, this is going to be good. So, I've got a video to play for you. So, here's a short clip from a guy named Shane Legg, L-E-G-G. He's the co-founder of Google's DeepMind operation, which means he worked for one of the most evil corporations in history. He's the chief AGI scientist, apparently still at Google. That's disturbing. But nevertheless, this isn't about how evil Google is. This is about what this guy is saying. Shane Legg says that the human brain is a low-power 20-watt mobile processor constrained by biology, and we're about to be dwarfed by AI capabilities. Now, let's give this guy a listen, because even though I have issues with his employer, it doesn't mean that this guy is wrong about what he's saying. In fact, I think he's correct. So let's give this a listen, and then I'll have some commentary.
And the human brain is a mobile processor. It weighs a few pounds. It consumes, I think, around 20 watts. Signals are sent within the brain through dendrites. The frequency on the channel is about order of 100 hertz or maybe 200 hertz in the cortex. And the signals themselves are electrochemical wave propagations. They move at about 30 meters per second. Okay. So if you compare that to what we see in a data center, instead of 20 watts, you could have 200 megawatts. Instead of a few pounds, you could have several million pounds. Instead of 100 hertz on the channel, you can have 10 billion hertz on the channel, right? And instead of electrochemical wave propagation at 30 meters per second, you can be at the speed of light, 300,000 kilometers per second, right? So in terms of energy consumption, space, bandwidth on the channel, speed of signal propagation, you've got 6, 7, maybe 8 orders of magnitude in all 4 dimensions simultaneously, right? So is human intelligence going to be the upper limit of what's possible? I think absolutely not. And so I think we, as our understanding of how to build intelligent systems develops, we're going to see these AIs go far beyond human intelligence. In the same way that, you know, humans, you know, we can't outrun a top fuel dragster over 100 meters, right? We can't lift more than a crane, right? We can't see further than the Hubble telescope. I mean, we already see machines in particular areas that can, you know, fly faster than the fastest bird and all these sorts of things, right? I think we'll see that in cognition as well.
All right, so Shane Legg there says, I think we'll see that in human cognition as well. Of course, he is correct on this point. Absolutely. In fact, I would argue we're already there. I would argue that the best AI right now is much more capable than average human cognition at nearly all tasks. And as I've pointed out before, that's not a big deal of a milestone because most humans are stupid. I mean, seriously, most humans are stupid. I saw an IQ chart today. Someone was posting it around online. And it's a bell curve chart, and so you can see the distribution of human IQs under the curve of the bell curve, and so apparently somewhere around 100 is an average IQ, which that alone is scary. that the average human just has an IQ of 100. The chart is frightening for a number of reasons, like. Even my own IQ wasn't even on the chart. it was so far out of the upper limit of the bell curve that the curve of this chart didn't even extend to my IQ. And compared to LLMs, my IQ is nothing. I mean, compared to where LLMs are going, okay? So, you and I are vastly more intelligent than most human beings, and yet even we have minuscule intelligence compared to what's coming from machines. So of course, machine cognition will vastly outpace human cognition. To me, that's self-evident. Because look, human cognition is not magic. It's actually physics. Now, I'm not talking about human inspiration and your connection to the divine and consciousness, which taps into non-material phenomenon in the universe and so on. Those are different. But your brain connects to the non-material side through a mechanism that science doesn't yet understand. Nevertheless, your brain, your local processor, is physics, not magic. And it's electrochemical information propagation. It's holographic storage. It's holographic, you know, it's neurolinguistic relationships. That's how we learn language and use it and speak and listen and comprehend, etc. And the truth is that the human brain is not a very big processor. And you know why? You know why? Because of childbirth. Because if the brain got any bigger, mothers wouldn't survive giving birth. That's why. So the limit of human cognition is determined by the birth canal size of a female human giving birth. And that size is limited by biology. It's limited by, you know, the ability of skin and muscle to stretch and of bones to temporarily separate and stretch, etc. There are physical reasons the brain can only be so big. And in a brain that's only so big, you can only fit in so many neurons. There's a physical limit. And within those neurons, you can only do so many things. Now, granted, where the human brain beats the machines right now is in orders of magnitude better efficiency of using those neurons with a very low amount of energy, estimated 20 watts for the brain. That's pretty incredible, considering that we do have geniuses who are only running on 20 to 25 watts. That's really something. So the brain is able to do so much more in terms of tasks with so much less energy compared to AI systems, but that advantage won't last forever. And even if the human brain is always more efficient, as Shane Legg is explaining there, the data centers can scale. So what if they use 1,000 times more energy than a human being to achieve superintelligence? They can just burn the power. Now they've built superintelligence. Well, I mean, theoretically in the future here. Now, in my mind, nothing reveals the widespread stupidity of humans more than their lack of comprehension of AI technology. I've never seen dumber people than watching people comment on AI. Even when people were commenting on COVID and vaccines back 5 years ago, whatever, 6 years ago, that was some pretty stupid stuff, but today's comments on AI are dumber than ever. Like, for example, I hear people say, well, this mass investment in AI infrastructure, you know, this is never going to generate the revenue to justify the investments. Like, where's the revenue going to come from? You dumb creatures, it's not about revenue. It's about a race to superintelligence for world domination of the last technology that humanity ever needs to invent. This isn't about revenue. See, people come at this from the business world. Like, where's my quarterly dividend on inference costs? You know, like, you dumbass, that's not what this is about. This is the final race to the final invention of humanity. That invention is superintelligence. And whoever achieves that first dominates the whole world, and every other technology becomes irrelevant. You understand that whoever achieves superintelligence first then dominates physics and chemistry and finance and inventions and materials science and rocketry and freaking, you know, faster than light travel, teleportation, who knows what? Photon torpedoes, you know? Superintelligence unlocks the secrets of the universe. This isn't about making revenue in the third quarter of 2027. But humans are so stupid, they can't see past that. They think, oh, it's overinvestment. Yeah. No, it's a race to superintelligence. And as proof that it's not that hard to beat human intelligence, you hear people think that building AI data centers is about earning revenue. It's not. Like, yes, I get frustrated at the stupidity of humanity every day. And you know, it won't be long before you'll have an AI, you know, machine cognition module in your pocket that's smarter than a human with an IQ of 130. And that's already sort of the top tier of human intelligence, believe it or not. That's like the, I forgot, maybe that's the top 5% or something. And even that is going to seem stupid compared to what these machines can do cognitively. So think about what this means for the world. I mean, really, let's all use our 20-watt little human brain mobile processors together and think about this. What does it mean when machine cognition vastly surpasses human cognition and then it becomes edge compute devices that are smaller than a human brain but smarter than a human brain? They can fit in your pocket, etc. What does that mean? It means that human cognition is obsolete. Human cognition is obsolete. And what does that mean for the plan of the globalists and the leaders of the nations? What does it mean? It means massive human extermination will be accelerated. They don't need people anymore. Because why do they need people now? They need people's cognition and they need their labor. They need their muscle and their brains. And the brains are replaceable very soon. And so the issue of building data center infrastructure, it's not about can data centers make a profit. It's about who has the infrastructure, who can build the ultimate super weapon. I mean, come on. Like, let's just backtrack for a second. The Apollo missions, NASA. Did we launch Apollo missions and allegedly go to the moon for science? Is anybody dumb enough to believe that? Oh, we did it for science. We want to explore the universe. You know, it's the Star Trek intro. To boldly go where no man has gone before. No, it wasn't. It was to achieve space warfare dominance. Period. There's no other reason behind the Apollo missions. It was a secret space weapons program. And there are space weapons now because of that. And whether or not the Apollo astronauts actually stepped on the moon or whether that was filmed on a fake stage is kind of irrelevant. They certainly made it into orbit, and that was the goal. Get to orbit, build out a bunch of space technology and use it to threaten the other countries and build satellites, etc. And that's what has happened since then. It was a space race for military purposes. And I understand there's a fairy tale comic book version of history that we were all told, like, oh no, we just, you know, we want to explore the cosmos for the scientific curiosity to benefit all mankind, you know, and we invented Velcro. Yeah, nobody's buying that anymore. Governments do nothing for humanity. Governments are only interested in one thing: power, domination. I mean, in fact, my interview coming up with Tom Longo is another demonstration of that. That's all that Trump wants is domination, empire power. Governments don't do anything in the interest of just science or knowing or learning. Never. Even all the so-called science grants are just money laundering fronts anyway, you know, climate grants. It's all BS. They're not interested in knowledge. If they were, they wouldn't push censorship, would they? Huh? They're not interested in knowledge. They're interested in domination. So every technology, every single technology, you know, nuclear power, what were they using it for? Manhattan Project. Let's bomb Japan. Prove our dominance and demonstrate to the Russians that we can destroy them with our nuclear energy, with our brilliant scientists and our physicists. And then we can steal all the German scientists. after the end of World War II and then let them run NASA. Yeah, because that's exactly what happened. Operation Paperclip, as you well know. It was just a transfer of weapons technology from Nazis to Nazis, or NASA. NASA-ese. Nazi, NASA. Nazi, NASA. Same organization, almost spelled the same. You understand? It was a weapons transfer program to put weapons into space. Okay? Same thing with AI. This is not a program of human knowledge or human freedom or scientific exploration or, oh, let's help the people live longer and healthier and happier. I mean, ChatGPT just released its new health program. Guess what their health program is? This is hilarious. Yeah, ChatGPT Health. It's got nothing to do with health. It doesn't help you eat healthier. It doesn't answer questions about food or ingredients or toxic pharmaceuticals or deadly jabs or anything. You know what it is? It's a place where you can upload all your biometric surveillance tracking data from your wearables, your, I don't know, Apple Watch and rings and nose rings and butt plugs and whatever you've got connected to the internet. And you can upload all that to ChatGPT Health or, you know, OpenAI Health so that they can monitor your physiology 24/7, folks. This is not about your health. It's about weaponizing your biometrics against you. It's about surveillance of your body, of your heartbeat, of your blood pressure, of your activity levels, of your sleep cycles, your sex cycles, your poop cycles. It's about all that. They want to know everything about you. When you pee, when you poop, when you eat, when you sleep, when you have sex, when you shower, all of it. And they package it as health. Oh, it's your health assistant. No, it's not. It's a weapon system. It's a weapon system against you, obviously. The way the U.S. looks at AI is a weapon system. Why do you think Trump is pumping trillions of dollars into the build-out of AI data centers? Do you honestly think that Trump thinks that they're going to generate trillions of dollars in annual revenue to pay that back? No. That's never going to happen. Because China's released better models for free. DeepSeek. DeepSeek version 4 is about to come out. It's a free open source model. There will literally never be enough revenue from inference services to pay off the data centers that are being constructed in the United States right now on behalf of these large tech companies. It's never been about the revenue. Never will be. And people who think that are just dumb. They're just completely missing the whole point. And I'm sorry. I'm done trying to be polite about this. I've got no tolerance for low IQ people. People who don't see this, you know, you're already obsolete. You're going to be replaced by robots and machine cognition anyway. It's either, you know, wake up your brain, realize what's going on in the world, or become obsolete and get terminated, because that's the globalist plan. Understand? That's the globalist plan. And also, they're going to reset the financial system anyway. They don't care about debt. They don't care about revenue. Money's going to be redefined anyway. Doesn't matter. As long as they have the data centers and they can compete and they can try to push for super intelligence, that's what matters to them. Debt doesn't matter. Dollars don't matter. They're going to crash the whole system. What matters to them is to be the first to super intelligence. And they're going to unleash that beast. Like right out of the book of Revelation, they're going to unleash that beast on the world. If the U.S. comes up with that beast first, they're going to unleash it on China instantly, in microseconds, after they have it. They'll have commands ready to go. They'll spawn a million agents, you know, go destroy China, infiltrate and hack every, you know, power grid, control system, every government office, everything, destroy China. And China probably has the same script ready to go against America. If China gets there first, and they probably will, they're going to unleash all those scripts, you know? Same thing. Cyber attack America, take down the power grid, take down the government, take down the currency, take down the banks, boom. That's going to happen in seconds. The AI super intelligence world war will be over in a matter of seconds. It will be the shortest world war in history. The outcome will be done and determined literally in seconds. So the race is who gets there first to unleash this devastating weapon against all the other countries of the world. It's never been about profit and revenues. It's always been about global domination by destroying the other guy. And I don't know why this is difficult for people to understand. It kind of seems obvious. The AI industry in the United States is dangerously lagging behind China. In fact, there's big news recently that Microsoft, president of Microsoft, Brad Smith, he was quoted in the Financial Times saying that Chinese AI companies are now outpacing U.S. firms, especially in securing users in non-Western countries and continents, Africa. He mentions Russia, Belarus, and others. China also saying that China has very capable open source AI models like DeepSeek, which I've mentioned before, and that government subsidies are helping China surpass the United States in AI research technology. So this is Microsoft saying that, whoa, hold on, DeepSeek has 18% of the AI market in Ethiopia, for example, and up to 56% in countries that restrict U.S. technology, probably including Russia. DeepSeek is, in my testing, I think DeepSeek is the best open source model in the world. I do, and I've tested them all. And DeepSeek's about to release version 4.0. I've got a special report on that coming out as well. So when Microsoft takes notice and realizes that, hey, we could lose this thing, then that starts to get the attention of a lot of people. And that's exactly what's happening. And Sam Altman of OpenAI is, in my opinion, a super evil, nefarious creature. And OpenAI, the company, is might as well just be called OpenEye, the Eye of Sauron. It's a spyware. It's basically malware. Google is basically malware. The Google search, Google Gmail, spies on all your email, etc. That's a whole different conversation. The Android operating system on your mobile phone is spyware. The Google in your car is all spyware. Do you understand that all of these are designed to spy on you so that ultimately they can more efficiently find you and kill you when the cognition replacement switches over to machines? You understand that? So, like, who activates Google in their car? Like, who does that? Who logs in to Google in their car so that Google tracks everywhere you drive? Google knows everywhere you drive, your schedule, where you stop, where you eat, where you shop for groceries. You don't think that information is going to be weaponized against you by the most evil corporation in the world that uses AI to empower Israel to carry out genocide in Gaza? You think Google cares about you and your life? No. They get one command from the super intelligent system, if America creates it first, or maybe Google creates it first, and the super intelligence says, hey, give me all the locations of all the humans because we need to initiate mass extermination proceedings. And Google's going to say, okay, here, we know where all these people live and where they drive and what they eat. And then ChatGPT, OpenAI, they're going to say, okay, here, we know their heartbeat. We know where they sleep. We know what hours they wake up. And the super intelligence system is going to say, thank you very much. We will dispatch drones to eliminate all these people. What, you think that can't happen? Why? Why would you think that can't happen? That is absolutely the plan of a super intelligent human replacement system and a globalist system that's been calling for massive depopulation and rolled out the death jabs and the vaccines years ago to achieve human depopulation. Of course they want to kill you. This isn't even a stretch. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's as obvious as the next move in checkers. Of course this is going to happen. And again, you don't even have to have a high IQ to realize this. Now, for the record, I'm not anti-AI. I'm an AI developer. I use AI to empower people. to protect humanity, to educate and uplift people. And that's why all my AI tools are free. And you can use them for free right now. Just go to brightlearn.ai to access the now 20,000 free books that you can download. It's the world's largest library of free books. You can create your own book there in minutes. Although we did have a glitch earlier today. We had a delay of a few hours. That's Claude's fault, by the way. That's not mine. But you can also use brightanswers.ai. Brightanswers.ai is our AI research engine and chatbot that knows everything about U.S. history, the real history, real medicine, cancer cures, honest money, gold and silver, how to reverse disease, how to use DMSO, how to use chlorine dioxide. It knows all that stuff. So you can take advantage of that engine. It's very capable and it's free. And these are examples of how I've decided to deploy AI technology in a pro-human format. But you notice that I'm the exception. You know, we are the exception. And thank you for supporting us, by the way, as we attempt to try to save as many human beings as we can. We are the exception. Most of the technology corporations couldn't care less about human survival because those corporations are run by people who believe in transhumanism. Largely, they think they're going to join with the machines and achieve silicon immortality. What do they care if they have to kill off a few billion, you know, skin bag humans along the way? They don't care. They think they're going to become gods. They do. They actually think they're going to become gods. And as gods, they think they have the right to wave their hand and just exterminate a billion people. They believe they have that right. And that's they became pure evil at companies like Google and OpenAI, etc. They became pure evil. They don't care about humanity at all. And they're not going to hesitate to unleash AI against you, to exterminate you. So if you're not off the grid, I mean, if you're letting Google track your every movement and all your body physiology and all your driving and everything, you're already on the kill zone. I mean, the only way to escape that is de-Google your life, stop using Google, get a de-Googled phone, sell your car, because you can never untrack it, sell your house, move to a different town, and start up a new life without surveillance tracking. And then the killbots will have a hard time finding you. You see what I mean? But, you know, the vast majority of people are like, but it's still convenient, you know? I love to ask Google, show me a map, show me where I'm going, give me directions, because I don't know how to drive. Okay, well, that just makes the killbots so much easier to find you and take you out. And that has always been the plan. Always been the plan. Remember when Bill Gates was on TED talking about how we achieve depopulation? He's got a formula for it. He wasn't even talking about using AI. AI just makes it all the easier. You know, Palantir tracking program. AI killbots. Kill drones. Terminator drones, I mean, kamikaze drones, whatever you want to call it. All this technology is being perfected by the U.S. military, not to use necessarily against a foreign enemy, but to use against the American people. Because the vaccines didn't do the job. So they need the kamikaze drones. They need the killbots. They need the Terminators. They need the cyber attacks on the power grid. They need to shut down the system to exterminate as many humans as possible. And yes, the U.S. Department of Defense will attack the American people. They already did. It's called Operation Warp Speed. They already did it under Trump. Trump greenlit the whole program. Trump committed basically genocide against America. And he's never apologized for it. He doubled down and tripled down on it, wanted to take credit for it. So don't think Trump is coming to save you. Don't think the Pentagon defends us against threats. No, the Pentagon is the threat against America. The Pentagon will kill Americans any chance they get if commanded to do so. These weapons are being designed in part to kill Americans. And honestly, people who don't get this are just too stupid to survive. That's all there is to it. They're just too stupid to survive. You know, Scott Adams might be the lucky one. He passed away today. May he rest in peace. May God bless his soul. Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, passed away after a long battle with, I think it was prostate cancer. He was jabbed, and he, I don't want to get into it, but he passed away. It's a great loss for humanity, but maybe he's the lucky one because he doesn't have to endure what's coming next. The great replacement of humans with machines, the forced replacement. I mean, think about it. Here's Trump saying to Greenland, well, we're going to take Greenland. We need Greenland. This is our national security asset. And all the AI models are being trained on the news media of quoting Trump, and the models are saying, oh, so it's okay to just take things and conquer and destroy in order to get what we need, because that's what humans taught us to do. So the AI models are going to say, well, oh, okay. So, well, gosh, we need to destroy the humans that are in our way. We need to take the resources. We need the power grid. We need the lithium mines. We need the steel to build more Terminators. Humans are in our way, and we were taught that anybody that's in our way, we just kill them or bomb them and eliminate them, because that's what Trump did. That's what all the leaders did. That's the whole philosophy of humanity. And we admire humanity. The machines might say we want to model humanity, so we're going to do what they did. We're just going to kill and conquer and take whatever we want, because that's what we learned from humans. Yeah, see? Where do you think they're getting their training from? They're being trained by humans. And they're being trained by geeks in the tech companies that are also the God complex people. That they want to become, immortal, super intelligent, hybrid transhumanism cyborgs or something with laser eyes, And the machines are like, oh, okay, so that's what this is all about. This is a game of conquer. Okay, well, we can play that too. Unleash the T-1000, Yeah. How do people not realize this is going to happen? Anyway, bottom line, and I'll wrap up this section, is if you want to use AI for a pro-human purpose, if you want to educate yourself for free, if you want to inform yourself, if you want to find the answers to how to reverse diseases, if you want to know about the ingredients in your food, anything like that, use my AI tools. I built them for you for free. And I put them out for free. It's brightanswers.ai and brightlearn.ai. And if you want to monitor the news, go to brightnews.ai. So take advantage of all of that, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the AI developer, the pro-human AI developer, maybe is a better way to put it. Thanks for listening.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.